We've come here tonight to remember and honor the life of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, age 33 of Nazareth, died Friday on Mount Calvary, also known as Golgotha, the place of the skull. Betrayed by the apostle Judas, Jesus was crucified by the Romans by order of the ruler Pontius Pilate. The causes of death were crucifixion, extreme exhaustion, severe torture, and loss of blood. Jesus Christ, a descendant of Abraham, was a member of the house of David. He was the son of the late Joseph, a carpenter of Nazareth, and Mary, his devoted mother. Jesus was born in the stable in the city of Bethlehem, Judea. He was survived by his mother Mary, his faithful apostles, numerous disciples, and many other followers. Jesus was self-educated and spent most of his adult life working as a teacher. Jesus also occasionally worked as a medical doctor, and it is reported that he healed many patients. Up until the time of his death, Jesus was teaching and sharing the good news, healing the sick, touching the lonely, feeding the hungry, and helping the poor. Jesus was most noted for telling parables about his Father's kingdom and performing miracles such as feeding over 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and healing a man who was born blind. On the day before his death, he held a last supper celebrating the Passover feast at which he foretold of his death. The body was quickly buried in a stone grave which was donated by Joseph of Arimathea, a loyal friend of the family. By order of Pontius Pilate, a boulder was rolled in front of the tomb. Roman soldiers were put on guard. In lieu of flowers, the family has requested that everyone try to live as Jesus did and believe in him. Donations may be sent to anyone in need. I first met Jesus one night in the spring of 1981 when I was 8 years old. All week long, I had gone to a crusade that was being held at a community college in the town that not far away from where we lived. And every night this preacher got up and he tried to introduce us all to Jesus. But I had no interest in meeting him. Quite frankly, I was there for the celebrities that were there. One of my favorite guys was a NFL player by the name of Mean Joe Green. And so night after night, I had no interest in meeting Jesus. But finally, then, on the very last night of the crusade, on a Friday night, preacher got up there again. And once again, he was trying to get us all to come and to meet Jesus. And something happened that night. Something very powerful happened that night. He got up there and he began to tell us again about Jesus and who he was. And unlike the other night, I paid attention that night. And I heard what he said, and all I can say is this. Something powerful, something out of this world touched me that night. And as an 8-year-old boy, here's what I knew. I knew that I had to come to know Jesus right then and right there. And I almost came into a state of panic, because it felt like if I didn't come to know him that night, I'd never get another chance ever again. And so the preacher said, anybody who wants to come to know Jesus, come forward. And I jumped out of my seat, and I rushed forward, and this very nice man, he took me aside, and we went to the side room where others who had come were in there. And we sat down, and we began to talk. And it was there that night, on that gymnasium floor, that I first met Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, he was with me every step of the way since that moment. And he's been good to me in every way. Even when I tried to ignore him or run away, and there were many times that I tried to do that, he was always my friend. He was always there for me. It goes without saying that Jesus was the greatest blessing of my life. Now, whenever we come to a memorial service to remember and honor the person's life, one thing we try to do is we think about who that person was. And we think about how they lived their life. And how we live our lives reflects who we are. And you know, when I think about the life of Jesus, there are several words that come to mind. I'm only going to give you just very briefly three tonight. Three. And the first one is, when I think of Jesus, I think of the word love. Love. Everything that Jesus ever said or did was done in true, genuine love. In fact, listen to this quote that I have here. Jesus once said, "You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Hey, listen, Jesus didn't just talk the talk, he also walked the walk. He didn't just tell all of us that we need to love others and to even love our enemies. He went and he lived his life that way. As he was entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he looked down on the city that was about to falsely arrest him. The city that was fixing to falsely accuse him and throw him in jail. The city that was fixing to hand him over to be crucified, and he wept. He wept not because of what he was about to endure, but what they would endure because of the consequences of what they were about to do to him. He wept. And then, as he was hanging on the cross, those who were standing nearby heard him pray this prayer. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Before Jesus' death, he also said these words. He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." That's exactly what Jesus did. Friends, there's no greater love in this world than the love that Jesus has for you and me. It's a powerful hymn says, "Love so amazing, love so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." When I think about Jesus, I think about love. A second word that comes to mind when I think about Jesus is the word power. There's never been a more powerful man that lived than the Lord Jesus. How powerful was he? Well, he's more powerful than any disease or disability. During his 3 years of ministry, he made the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the mute talk. He even made the dead rise. Friend, Jesus is greater than heart disease. Jesus is greater than diabetes, and Jesus is greater than cancer. Jesus is greater than any physical affliction that we'll ever face in this life. Jesus is also greater than even the greatest storm. Some of his closest friends share a story about what happened. His closest friends sometimes are just referred to as the 12. And they share a story of what happened one night when they were out on the Sea of Galilee. And they were there and the wind began to pick up and the waves began to crash against the boat. Water began to come into the boat and they were in truly danger of perishing at sea. And in the midst of all this, Jesus was over there asleep. So understandably, they were upset. And they went to him and said, "Man, don't you even care? We are about to die." And here's what Jesus did. He sat up and he rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased. and there was a great calm. Jesus is greater than even the greatest storm. And you know, none of this should surprise us. None of this should surprise that He's greater than any physical affliction or any storm that we'll ever face, because He's greater than everything in creation, because He is the Creator. He is the one that hung the stars in the sky. He is the one who filled the oceans. He is the one who chose the colors of the rainbow and the sunrise and the sunset. He's the Creator. He's greater than creation. The third word that comes to my mind when I think about Jesus is the word majesty. Majesty. When Jesus made His triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the people cried out this. They said, "Hosanna, blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Just a few days later, on the morning of His crucifixion, He stood before Pontius Pilate. And here's what He said to Pilate. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He said, "If my kingdom were this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." And then Pilate asked this, "Are you a king then?" And here's what Jesus said, "You say rightly that I am a king." Friends, He's not just a king. He's the King of Kings. And He's the Lord of Lords. And it's been said that one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So when I think of Jesus, I think of many things, but I think of the words love. I think of the word power. And I think of the word majesty. In just a few minutes, here's what I want us to do tonight as we close this memorial service. Is I want to give everybody an opportunity here, as we often do at memorial services like this, to share maybe, if anybody's led to, what Jesus means to them, what His life meant to them, what He's done for you. Let me just say a couple of things on this line, and then we'll open this up. One thing that I've learned time after time is that when you enter into a relationship with Jesus, He's always there for you, in both the good times and the bad times. And let me tell you something. Sometimes, though, it gets a little awkward. Because here's what happens. Sometimes Jesus asks you to do something that's completely out of your comfort zone. He's asking you to do something that the world says, "No, don't do that." About 10 years ago, He asked me to do something that I thought was the craziest thing I'd ever heard in my life. 10 years ago, He asked me to leave a job that I loved to serve Him in the ministry. And I said, "Man, that's crazy." And I said, "Lord, I can't do that." And He said, and you know what He said? "You're right, you can't." He said, "But with Him, all things are possible." And I tried to say no for a year, and I learned He doesn't take no for an answer, so here I am. Also, over the past 3 years, I've learned that Jesus is my strength, even on the darkest days of my life. September 23rd, 2015, and July 10th, 2017, were the two hardest days of my life. When the whole world just seemed like it came crashing down. Those 2 days, I lost my mom and my dad. But let me tell you, on those 2 days, Jesus was with me every step of the way. On those 2 days, Jesus was lifting me up, and He was giving me strength, and He was giving me comfort. I can honestly say I would have never endured those 2 days apart from Christ. Apart from His love and His power and His majesty. And the reality is, those are just 2 days that I realized it. I couldn't get through any day apart from His love and His power and His majesty. And I believe that Jesus means a lot to others that are here tonight. And so here's what I want to do. If anybody wants to share what Jesus means to them or something that Jesus has done in their life, I want to give you an opportunity to that. If you'll just throw your hand up and I'll come to you with the microphone. It's pretty evident that Jesus means a lot of people in this room. A lot of people in this room, they need know Jesus, and God have mercy on those who don't. God have mercy on those who don't. Before we close, let me share another quote that Jesus made before His death. It's a quote that brings comfort, but it's also a little confusing. Here's what He saith: "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that? I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to Myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I'm going." If Jesus died, how could He go and prepare a place for us? How could He come back to take us where He is? The only way that could happen is if He came back from the dead. And we know before His death, He mentioned something about arising on the third day. But is that really possible? Because if it is, and if He does, it changes everything. It changes absolutely everything. I guess we'll find out Sunday. We want to close our memorial service tonight. I'm